Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. Faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast. Today is the 18th of March. If you're following the calendar for the reading program, day number 78 of Through the Bible in a Year. And yeah, day number 78, moving right along. Today we're reading from Numbers chapters 25, 26, Mark chapter 16. In Numbers chapter 25, there is a crisis of faithfulness among the Israelites. They begin to engage in idolatry and sexual immorality with Moabite women. When that happens, things never go well. It leads them to worship Baal of Peor, and that provokes God's anger. Results in a plague that kills 24,000 Israelites, and the plague is halted by Phinehas, grandson of Aaron, who intervenes by killing an Israelite man and a Midianite woman, showing his fidelity to the Israelites' covenant with God. And this chapter shows the seriousness of sin and its consequences in apostasy and zeal required of the Israelites to maintain their covenant faithfulness and their covenant with God. Numbers 26, second census of Israel is taken. And this is about the new generation that's grown up since the Exodus from Egypt. And the census is part of preparing people to enter the promised land. Numbers 26 highlights God's ongoing commitment to his promises despite the previous generation's failures. Moving over to the New Testament, we're going to be in Mark chapter 16 today. It recounts the resurrection of Jesus, the discovery of the empty tomb by Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, and the appearance of Jesus to Mary Magdalene, two disciples on the road, and finally to the 11. Jesus commissions the disciples to preach the gospel to all creation, and the chapter concludes with Jesus ascending into heaven. We're going to read from Numbers. I get my reading up here. I'm a little bit disorganized. There we go. Usually I'm on top of this stuff, but anyway, there we go. We're going to read from Numbers 25, 26. We'll go over to Mark chapter 16 in the New Testament. Beginning in Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 says, Israel stayed in Shittim. The people began to play the prostitute with the daughters of Moab, for they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods. The people ate and bowed down to their gods. Israel joined himself to Baal Peor, and the Lord's anger burnt against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up to the Lord before the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. Moses said to the judges of Israel, everyone kill his men who have joined themselves to Baal Peor. Behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel. While they were weeping at the door of the tent of meeting, when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from the middle of the congregation, took a spear in his hand. He went after the man of Israel into the pavilion and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped amongst the children of Israel. Those who died by the plague were 24,000. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy amongst them, so that I did consume the children of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. It shall be to him and to his offspring after him the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of the father's house among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head of the people of a father's house of Midian. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, harass the Midianites and strike them, for they harassed you with their wiles, wherein they have deceived you in the matter of Peor, and in the incident regarding Cozbi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor. Numbers chapter 26, after the plague, the Lord spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward by their fathers' houses, all who are able to go out to war in Israel. Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, take a census from 20 years old and upward as the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel. These are those who came out of the land of Egypt, Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, and Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Camri, the family of the Camronites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and those who were counted of them were 43,730. The son of Palu, Eliab, the son of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, Abiram. These are that Dathan and Abiram who were called by the congregation, who rebelled against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they rebelled against the Lord. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. At the time, the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the sons of Korah didn't die. The sons of Simeon, after their families of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Erod, the family of the Erodites, of Arieli, the family of the Arielites. These are the families of the sons of God, according to those who were counted of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah, Er and Onan. Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Judah, after the families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, and Perez, the family of the Perizzites, and Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. The sons of Perez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamu, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were counted of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolites, of Puva, the family of the Punites, and Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, and Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those who were counted of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those who were counted of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Manasseh and Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir, the family of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Aitzer, the family of the Aitzerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and Israel. Esriel, the family of the Esrielites, and Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and Shemitah, the family of the Shemitahites, and Hefer, the family of the Heferites, and Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, who had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters were Zelophehad, were Mela, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh. Those who were counted of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shethulah, of the family of the Shethulahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. These are the sons of Shethulah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those who were counted of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. The sons of Benjamin, after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Eshbel, the family of Eshbelites, of Hiram, the family of the Hiramites, of Shephuim, the family of the Shephanites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and those who were counted of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were counted of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, after their families of Imnah, the families of the Imnites of Ishvi, the families of the Ishvites of Beri, the family of the Berites of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites. The name of the daughter of Asher was Sirah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were counted of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, after their families of Jezreel, the family of the Jezreelites of Guni, the family of the Gunites of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites of Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and those who were counted of them were 45,400. These are those who were counted of the children of Israel, 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "To these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. To everyone according to those who were counted of him shall his inheritance be given. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers, they shall inherit. According to the lot shall their inheritance be divided between the more and the fewer." These are those who were counted of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. Kohath became the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. She bore to Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. Those who were counted of them were 23,000. Every male from a month old and upward, for they were not counted amongst the children of Israel because there was no inheritance given them amongst the children of Israel. These are those who were counted by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who counted the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But amongst these was not a man of them who were counted by Moses and Aaron the priest, who counted the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them, "They shall surely die in the wilderness." There was not a man left of them except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Over to the New Testament, Mark chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Fairly early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying amongst themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" For it was very big. Looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. Entering into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. He said to them, "Don't be amazed. You seek Jesus, the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him, and he said to you, as he said to you." They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come on them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, when he had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they disbelieved. After these things, he was revealed in another form to two of them as they walked on their own way into the country. They went away and told it to the rest. They didn't believe them either. Afterward, he was revealed to the 11 themselves as they sat at the table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they didn't believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who disbelieves will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new languages. they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will in no way hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord, after he had spoken to them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed them. Here's our reading for today. We'll give you a few thoughts to roll around and to settle yourself in God's word today before we wrap up. Reflect on the incident with the Moabite women in what we read from Numbers today in chapter 25, the zeal of Phinehas, which is, you know, please look at that today. That's pretty harsh. But how does this story challenge you to consider your own commitment to God's commands and the impact of compromise on your spiritual life? And also reflect on the reactions of those who first encountered the empty tomb and Jesus after his resurrection. How does the reality of the resurrection impact your understanding of fear, doubt, and faith? And for further study, if you'd like to keep going for a while today, take things a little further, the resurrection, that is the key event of Christianity. Take some time and delve deeper into the historical, theological significance of the resurrection and think about its implications for Christian doctrine, apologetics, and our personal faith. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating.